This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I know I feel like my best self when my thoughts are organized, I'm clear about my goals, and I have the confidence that I can achieve those goals with or without someone's help. And I know when I am at my best, I can do great things. But sometimes life gets you bogged down and you might feel overwhelmed. I know when I start to feel overwhelmed, everything seems more difficult, just even simple tasks. And I realize that I don't get to show up to things the way I want to, which also can be extremely frustrating for me because I do have a high standard set for myself. Well, working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more prepared to take on everything life throws you. I have definitely benefited from therapy. My therapist has allowed me to see a lot of the things that I do that aren't actually serving my best interest. She's helped me understand my emotions. My emotional intelligence has increased so much just by working with her and being able to acknowledge my feelings and use them as a useful tool. It's also helped me, empowered me to feel confident about the decisions I make and feel confident about my skill sets and not question myself so much. So it's definitely something, therapy, I definitely consider something that's not just for people who are dealing with trauma or major trauma, but for the everyday person that just wants to be able to show up as their best self. So if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, which you should, especially in this new year, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, flexible, affordable, and entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/argue today for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/argue.
Argue.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? I am your host in the new year. You already know who it is. It's your girl, That Chick Angel. Angel Lakita Moore. Angel Tanksley. Let me sing it for him. That Chick Angel. The Chick Angel. Oh, y'all didn't know I was about to hit y'all with the jazzy. And I am joined by my swagadocious husband and co-host. Tell him who you are, babe.
I am Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. I'm the other host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. We do this every week. We talk about pretty much any and everything we goddamn feel like it. We're going to keep talking about anything we goddamn
like it. I feel like your brain is like, are we doing this today?
No, there's a couple things going like right before we started, and you like kind of adjust. As soon as you started talking, you went like this almost. So,
because I knew the front camera just turned on. So I was like, it's no longer this.
Yeah, no, that's why I kept it right here, hoping you would sync up with me. Anyway, hey, family, we are here with our immediate family. All right, they watch us every single week, they watch us record this live with us every single week. We watching their comments roll in right now. They swing these conversations up, down, left, right. You never know. That's our immediate family, and you can be a part of that on Patreon for the low of $5 a month. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel and be a part of that. Come on. Bless yourself in the new year.
Bless yourself. And
with that, you get all kinds of exclusivity to us.
Into really great extra content as well. We also have some amazing sponsors of today's episode. You already heard about one, BetterHelp, but we also have a couple of words from our other sponsors, HelloFresh, Ritual, Helix, and Liquid IV. We'll tell you more about each and every one of those sponsors. We've actually tried every single one of these on this list so we can give you some for real personal experiences with them. So if they have a service that you've been thinking about using, please use our discount code. Let them know that we sent you. By doing that, you're able to support this podcast, and we greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Babe, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
This is us working together for the first time in the new year.
Yeah.
How you feeling about it?
On the second.
Most people still have the day off. I know Victory, our assistant, was like, wait a minute, where is everybody? I said, yeah, for most people, this is their day off. Unfortunately, for us here, it is not But
that ain't the case.
I am not complaining. Because if this is going to be my job, I do not mind if this is what I have to do on a day where other people are at home. So we're going
to... other people be here working, we be somewhere doing something that ain't got nothing to do with work.
Amen and amen. So I ain't mad about it. So we're going to start off today's podcast with one of our favorite, our oldest segment we've ever had. This, first of all, we're entering into our 8th year of doing this podcast. Mm. This is season 8. Of is this going to cause an argument? Ought. That's so crazy.
Yeah. Is it?
We started this in 2015.
It don't seem crazy to me because I can remember sitting at the in that little cubby hole.
The little corner.
In that little corner in our, what was that, living room?
Yeah, of our first house.
Wooden, yeah, with that AC over in the corner.
It was our dining room.
It was our dining room. We had a window shaker in the wall. That's how you do it out here in California. And if we would turn it off to start recording, then it'd get too hot.
Yeah. Absolutely. 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 We had singers' mics. We did not have podcast mics. It was mics that I had. Didn't know what we were doing.
Headphones up.
I missed the headphones. Let me just tell you. I like being able to hear, but that's all right. So entering
talk like this whenever she put her headphones on.
Yeah.
So back to herself, she'd be like, thank you guys for another episode.
Yeah.
I'm like, girl, be yourself.
I was being myself.
No, you wasn't.
I was being myself listening to myself.
Yeah. Because she likes her voice. She was like,
no, I would hate hearing this loud voice in my ears. I don't have to hear it now, so everybody else has to deal with it. Mm. But when I can hear myself back, I'm like, oh, let me give them something a little more pleasant to listen to, something that's a lot more soothing.
Well, people know that you're not soothing as a person.
Oh, so my gosh. You jerk. So we're going to go to our oldest segment, In My Feelings.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good. Mm-hmm. This is where we discuss something that has us feeling good in this past week and something that has us feeling some type of way. So would you like to kick it off, babe?
Yeah, I'll kick it off.
All right.
Something that's got me feeling good is having all the Christmas decorations down. It's crazy how much bigger the house looks.
Mm.
Every time I walk into a room, like this morning, walking downstairs, I was like, huh, we ain't got stuff.
You know? Never. Huh.
It's got me feeling good about that. I don't know. It's just like, it's like you said in your post, it's like starting new, mm-hmm. Like a fresh start on everything.
Like a little reset.
Yeah, and sometimes for me personally, I don't know why, even when I was a kid, for some reason there's like a sad tone to New Year's.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it was. Since I was a kid, it's always like that little underhue of, I don't know if it's like closing a chapter and opening a new, I don't know what it is, but I'm feeling good about this year. And just for me having those decorations down, because that's a feat. Mm-hmm. Next thing is getting rid of these Mama Likes boxes. The rest of them. They're taking up some spot. However, even cleaning that stuff up, like
you
wrapping all the gifts and having all those extra boxes out in the garage, it was like a complete murder land.
Mm.
Now it's like we've cleaned all the trash up, all the stuff that ain't got nothing to do with nothing, and it looks a whole lot bigger. The fact that we can park, even with all the stuff in there, we can still park two vehicles in there. You can't see that right now, but looking at it, it's like, nah, two full-size vehicles be in here.
Yeah, they do. I'm going to start off what's got me feeling some type of way. My children have got me feeling some type of way. I rarely get to sleep in the bed with just me and my husband. And last night we thought we were going to accomplish that. I asked my husband to put Mar to bed. Now, mind you, it was still wee hours of the morning. I didn't get into bed early because my clock is all set wrong right now, my internal clock.
Yeah.
So is Amar's. We tried to put him in his room. We allowed him to cry a little bit. He cries so hard that he poops. And then his dad goes to change him, and I realized nothing's going to change. So we let him get into bed. I kid you not, we cut off the lights. 2 minutes later, my other little yellow baby, Sai, comes up in there. Talking about he's having nightmares.
Speed walking.
Yes.
I was about to reach for the nightstand. Like,
I'm having nightmares. Now, mind you, Sai has not been to sleep yet. He has laid down and closed his eyes, but he hasn't been to sleep because we all just dispersed to the rooms that we were supposed to be sleeping in. So
I had a full debate with him.
I know.
I had to turn the light on.
It said,
let me tell you something. You ain't been to sleep. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you ain't been to sleep yet. You can't be having nightmares.
He's like, when I close my eyes, I see scary things. We're like, what are you seeing? It's hard for me to describe. I was like, does it have eyes, teeth, color, big, small? It does have eyes. And my husband was like, listen, I need some sleep and I can't do it if you and Amar's in the bed. Meanwhile, Amar's complaining that the light is on. He's like, Daddy, mad. Daddy.
Because I just fussed at him. I said, either go to sleep or you're going to go back to your bed.
Yeah.
So he closes his eyes with an attitude.
He's like, Daddy, I can see. I can see. So he's pissed off. And while he's flicking my nipple like a light switch because he was so distraught about when he was crying in his room and taking a crap on himself that, like, he's still using my boobs to soothe himself. So he's just flicking them. Flick, 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 flick. And I'm like, okay, Amar, that is enough. You are calm. I say all that to say I don't know when I'm going to get back on my correct sleeping schedule because these children are trying me. That's what's got me in my feelings.
What's got you feeling good? And then we'll go, you want me to say what's got me in my feelings?
Yeah, because I want to end on a high note.
Okay. Black folk. Okay. I'm going to start with let me start with what?
Now, I was about to say, if you're going to bring up this one thing, remember, we are in a glass house.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
Because you're talking about with mine?
Yes.
Oh, I know. I'm going to get to it. Look, the cards are already stacked against the blacks. All right? By the blacks, I mean us. You, me, her, that back there too. Cards are stacked against us. Oh, sorry. But no. Man, whatever.
He be
stacking.
We got editors. I'm editing this one.
I ain't gonna say who, but I've ordered a significant amount of clothes from a particular black company. This was it right before like the 23rd or right after, maybe the 26th of Christmas. I ain't received a confirmation. I ain't received nothing. And these fools got the nerve to send me promotional emails and spam talking about, check out the new collection coming up. How about y'all get me the stuff that I done at least acknowledge what I purchased from you? Mm-hmm. Shoot me a goddamn confirmation like, yeah, we see you ordered. You might not get it till March. Something. Now, I understand when it's a small operation because, look, with man shit, no one was more pissed off than me that I wasn't able to ship that stuff out. But that was not for a lack of trying. And I tried my best to beat you. As soon as people shoot me an email or something, hey, my apologies. Work with me. This is beyond my control. I'm doing what I can.
So you don't think they trying? You think they just...
I don't know what they doing, but I wasn't sending nobody, hey, check out the new collection.
Well, that's...
I don't care if it's automated. I thought about that when I saw it.
It's definitely automated.
No, stop
automated.
Advertising me. Advertise that my stuff is either on the way or you at least... when you order man shit, you see. You get an email right away. Thank you for your order. By the way, when you get it, refrigerate it if you ain't using it.
He checked it as spam and the confirmation isn't there.
Ain't nothing. No, spam is, there has been no confirmation. That's why when I, even from sites, I always do this. When I order stuff online, if it's not a site that I frequent often, I always take screenshots of when I get that confirmation. When I looked at the screenshot, it's my email address. It's right there. Yeah, that's my phone number. Something. Give me something. Now, let me stay on the blacks.
But wait, have you emailed them yet?
Yes. Let me finish.
Through mine.
No, because the blacks. Now, me and Angel found out, what was this, last month, that the vehicle that we leased last year has never been insured. Not once. Not for a single day. The dealership somehow sent over the wrong VIN information. The stuff, the paperwork that they gave us to send to the into the insurance company was not the vehicle that we bought or leased or whatever. I didn't see this till I went to renew our registration, and I'm looking and I don't have no VIN number memorized whatsoever. But when I saw the VIN number of the when I, she sent me her insurance card, I was like, that's for some reason don't seem right. So then I scan over to look at the model. I'm like, this is not the vehicle we have. This is not, this ain't even the same year. This ain't even the same kind of vehicle. This is a sedan, not an SUV. So then call Geico and I'm like, look, I don't know what happened. We're not sure. So I had to go back in the records. It's like, no, this has always been the case. We drove a vehicle for an entire year and did not have insurance on it. So when I called Geico, our insurance company, talked to a young lady, Keisha. That's my favorite black chick name. That's why I say Keisha. I don't know what her name was.
Oh, but, I really, the way you said it, I was like, that's her name.
Nah, it ain't. She understood. Oh, my God. We talked it up. She was like, you know, I'm going to get this fixed right away. I'm like, what do I need to do? She was like, you don't need to do nothing. We're going to send everything over, and they'll send you tags, blah, blah. Cool. That was a month ago. Because this was, yeah, November. No, a month ago. Actually, over a month ago. So I call again today, and I'm like, I explain it to this young lady. I'm like, this is the situation. I'm trying to figure out where we're at because I paid for registration. However, I don't have no sticker to show otherwise, and I can get we can get pulled over for this and still get a ticket because they we don't have tags yet, even though they've been paid for and they're expensive as hell. And so she looks it up. She's like, all right, let me look. She's typing. She was like, yeah, I'm checking it. I don't see. She said it could be because we're in the new year, which is BS, but I don't see anything's been submitted, so I'm going to resubmit this right now. And now, understand things happen, but it don't sound like Keisha followed through.
She might have. You never know.
But I have faith in Keisha.
Still have faith. Still have faith. Just like I have faith in HelloFresh, which is America's number one meal kit. All right, you guys, you get farm, fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why they're America's number one meal kit. So if you got New Year's goals and HelloFresh wants to help you achieve them, skip the grocery store and take control of your time and budget with delicious recipes delivered right to your door. Eating well is on the top of your mind this month, and it's comforting to know you can always get top quality with HelloFresh ingredients because they travel straight from the farm to you in less than 7 days. So you know they are fresh, okay? So y'all know. We HelloFreshing. We stay HelloFreshing. The kids would not get a home-cooked meal if it wasn't for HelloFresh. If it wasn't for the fact that I could open up that box, take out a bag, and cook up a meal in about 30 minutes, okay? The other thing that I love about it is that we plan on taking a trip here soon. I was able to go ahead and pause the delivery of our HelloFresh box that we usually get every Sunday and pause it for the week that we'll be gone. So I am saving us money, saving food waste because I'm not getting food that I don't need sent to me. Plus, I love that we're able to customize it. We don't eat beef or pork, so we use their pescatarian plan. So we only get fish and shrimp or veggie-based meals. So we don't have to worry about being like, well, okay, I got to remove the bacon from this or I got to remove the beef from this. They know what we like because they gave us the option to choose what we like. So you guys go to HelloFresh.com/argue21
argue21
and use code argue21
argue21
for 21 free meals plus free shipping. Woo! They ain't playing in the new year. Go to HelloFresh.com/argue21
argue21
and use code argue21
argue21
for 21 free meals plus free shipping. It's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Okay. What's got me feeling good? I have forgotten because I was listening to your story so intently.
That's what be happening to me. You be like, Marcus.
My idea just flew up. You done had it.
You been sitting down all this time because I be listening to you and paying attention and be wanting to engage.
You be listening. Oh, I can tell you what got me feeling good. We did a company, sorry for yawning. We did a company retreat. Pretty much in the style that I've been wanting to do it. Well, kind of. The style that I've been wanting to do. Our company consists of Marcus, myself, and our assistant, Victory, who is also my niece. And I have always wanted to do a company retreat where before the next year starts, we all get on the same page of our goals, our responsibilities, and where we want the business to go, right?
She's been talking about this company retreat since before it was an actual company.
Mm-hmm. 2020 was when I wanted to do my first one. When That Chick Angel, I was able to really, well, because acting was like kind of at a halt, even though did I act at all in 2020? I think I started acting again at the top of 2021. But anyways, That Chick Angel was extremely viable income. Like, it was income that I was just like, no, I need to pay attention to you. I had planned on going to the Four Seasons by myself for one day and then having Marcus join me on the second day for us to just, and my mother was going to watch the kids. Unfortunately, you got COVID, so we weren't able to do it. And then following year, I got COVID, but I also had just had surgery. So I hadn't planned on us going anywhere, but I still wanted that time to just like sit, talk through things. And just, you know, I feel like while we can always discover the path as we go along and we leave room for that, I always feel as though when you have a destination in mind, there's a better chance that you'll actually reach that destination.
Yeah, either if you fail to plan, you might as well plan to fail. Yeah.
So we literally sat in almost a 4-hour meeting at a place that we have a membership at. And the bless God for that, because I was like, oh, where are we going to have the retreat? Because I knew we couldn't have it at home. Our home has too many distractions. Even if all the kids were out of the house, mentally, my house has too many distractions because there's other things that I can do at the house besides work. So we were able to use this place that we have a membership at. We sat in there. We redefined our company's mission, our company's vision. We talked about like what type of content we want to make in the new year. We even got to really like hone in on Victory's role so that she could have clarity about what was expected of her. And after we had our long 4-hour meeting, we then went and had an amazing late lunch at Fixin's in downtown LA, which was
shortened life a little bit.
We ate a lot of fried food at this place, drank some liquor. It was definitely a great, great feeling. Being the CEO of this company, of actually doing that, I was like, huh, finally. I feel like I do like CEO stuff, but I'm usually just working as a creative. So it was nice to like feel like I got some business stuff done. So it's got me feeling really good, like really, really, really good. Even with y'all, we got a bill from the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
That we hoping
is a mistake. Incorrect. Hoping the error that they found on us is actually an error on them.
And it came Christmas Eve, and we thought we had taken care of all that. Mm-hmm. We were like, boo, 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 boom. And they were like, boom, 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 boom.
I came home. I'm got the mail, opening up mail. And it, see, you want to turn back this way. You ain't got to worry about that. Yeah.
Go ahead and talk, babe.
Anyway, Angel and Mary, they laughing and giggling and joking and stuff. And I'm like, come here.
Yeah.
She was like, well, come here.
I was like,
And we seen that, and they talking about we basically owe the same amount again plus some.
Yes. We were like, wait, double? Double of what we had? Usually that type of stuff would send me in a tailspin. Let me tell you. We ain't doing another BetterHelp ad, but therapy is the reason why. I'm like, you know what? It'll be fine.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to have some words for that CP. We going, whoo.
Don't worry.
Nah, he too confident. He too cocky for us to be getting hit with this.
No, we going to figure out what it is. Yeah, we're going to figure it out. It's going to be Gucci. It's going to be Gucci.
Yeah, they're going to move a decibel or something. Like, oh, yeah, that's right. That makes sense.
Okay, so we're going to do, what is the segment called? It's not Hot Takes Lee Tank. It's
Take Our Advice.
No, that's the last
Tanks one. Tanks Lee Take. No, Tanks Lee Take.
No, that's Hot Tanks Lee Take. It's the one where it's like this or that. It's like a taking sides one.
We ain't got no taking sides one like it.
We're going to call it taking sides. Because we can't remember what it's
called.
Anyway,
we got this segment that we about to do.
I'm not going to actually play the clip of this segment because I actually feel really bad for the young man in the video and their family. But we will describe what happened. And we're going to give you all our perception of things that we've done at the same age as this young man and what our punishment would have been. And then also our perspective if we were a parent of a child that age that had did the same action, what would we have done as a punishment? So recently I TikTok a clock. Oh, no, it is taking sides. I don't know. We're just going to keep going. What?
Yeah. You get it.
So recently there was a trend going on TikTok where people were pranking their families by saying someone famous had passed away. And unfortunately, our beloved Angela Bassett and our beloved Courtney B. Vance, their son, the twin, well, they only have twins, but the son, he decided to do this prank. And he wanted to prank his parents by saying that Michael B. Jordan had passed. And the first clip I actually saw was of his apology, where you could tell he just got finished crying and the emotions still had not calmed down. He gave what seemed to be a very, very sincere apology. It wasn't apology. You know, I hate apology voice. I'm so sorry for all the things.
It came from his gut.
Yes, he was like in turmoil. You could tell he really honest. It wasn't that he felt bad, oh, I got caught. It was like he felt bad because he didn't realize the consequences
of
his actions. He's 16 years old, for somebody in our Patreon who just asked. And then I saw the clip of it happening, of what was posted. And you see, like, the devastation that fell on Angela's face when he said that Michael had passed. And I think everybody who watched it was just like, their heart sank for her because you could tell she was really shaken up. Courtney was kind of like in disbelief and didn't even move. Like, it was almost like he was trying to register it. And I saw this on the Shade Room. A lot of people in the comments were like, oh, he's 16. He should have known better, yada, yada, yada. And I had so much grace for the boy because I started to think back at how stupid I was as a 16-year-old.
Yeah, grown people are saying stuff like that. He should have known better. He was 16. Think about the dumbass stuff you was doing at 16.
That is what I want us to discuss.
Oh, my God.
What we're lucky to have is that social media didn't exist for us to be able to record in concrete the stupid things that we've done. Like, we had disposable cameras, so at most, we just have film to
burn. The stuff I got on disposable cameras, like, why did we take pictures of this? That was stupid. I couldn't imagine if we had social media, the dumb crap I would have been caught up doing. Stuck around forever.
Here's the thing. And we're going to talk about what we said we're going to talk about. It wasn't until my girlfriend Denora sent me, I do believe, it was either a TED Talk or a podcast where they broke down the development of
the frontal lobe.
The frontal lobe is where we as human beings begin to understand consequences a lot stronger. That doesn't fully develop for most people until they're 21. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if we looked at gender, if it would be even further or older for men. So that means when we see, and if we think back to our teenage years, some of the dumb stuff that we would do that we could have gotten us killed, could have changed our life trajectory totally, how we didn't register that, it's because our brains have not developed to a place for us to even balance that out. Yeah.
It's relative to a child climbing and jumping around. They have no fear of falling and hurting themselves.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Because they don't register pain like that.
It's just they don't connect the two. Yeah. It's more so about the gratification of the thing that you're getting ready to do versus the consequence that comes after. So a lot of times we think, oh, you know, everybody has information at their fingertips. This generation is smarter because they have all this information. That frontal lobe still is not formed, though. So even though they have all this information, the juvenile actions are still going to happen because of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to think of, as I go to our next sponsor, I want you to think of what did you do that at 16, there was probably the, this is probably one of the worst things that, well, you know, if this is the one of the worst things he's ever done, then this boy is living a great life. But what's one of the worst things you did that you got caught for, if that's possible, that Lord only knows.
Look, Angel asked me this before we started, and I was like, I'm glad you asked me, because this, I need time to think about, because I did a lot of stupid stuff.
All right, before you go in, let me take us to our next sponsor, Ritual. You know who's kind of a hot mess? Literally everyone. Perfectionism is a, or perfection is an illusion. So so give it up already. I know, I couldn't even get that sentence perfect. That's how we got to let go of perfection. And this is coming from a vitamin and supplement company. Ritual knows it's basically impossible to get all the nutrients you need from your diet 100% of the time. So they made a multivitamin that helps you focus on what's important, like filling key nutrient gaps to support foundational health. I love my Ritual Essentials for Women 18 plus. I truly believe fully that just trying to eat healthy every day, you're not going to be able to get all the things you need in your diet, all the nutrients. Our food is just made differently. So I love the fact that I'm able to trust this vitamin to be able to give me some of the nutrients that I'm missing from my daily vitamin. But I also, y'all know I'm a little bit of vitamin crazy. I love the technology behind Ritual's vitamins. The fact that they put it in a delayed release capsule that allows that capsule to make it down where it's supposed to and not just get burnt up in my stomach lining so I can actually absorb the nutrients. I'm just telling you, it's just so simple. It's so easy. Pop it in your mouth, drink it down with some water, and you done started your day off better already. So with nine key nutrients in two capsules per day, their unique beadlet in oil is even patented, okay? So you're not going to see a lot of vitamins that are made anywhere similar to this. Ritual stands out all on its own. Also, it has a minty essence in every bottle, and so it keeps things fresh and helps make taking your multis every day actually enjoyable. Which, listen, I'm telling you right now, I know for a lot of people, not just me, it's hard to remember or want to take your vitamins every day. Ritual makes it so much easier. Instead of striving for perfect health, aim for supporting foundational health. Great news, Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off their first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/argue.
Argue.
To start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 plus to your subscription today. I'm gonna tell you that one more time. Visit ritual.com/argue to start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 plus to your subscription today. And then, so if you're getting your nutrients right and you're feeling good, how are you doing with sleep? Okay, because we already told you that our kids are pissing us off because it's like they don't want us to get good sleep. It's almost as if they are, like, trolling us. Thank God for Helix, though, because if it wasn't for them, there would be nothing to enjoy about our nights. If you all didn't know already, we sleep on a Helix. I do believe we have the Midnight Lux mattress. And what we love about it is that all we had to do was take this 2-minute sleep quiz for them to be able to match us with a make and model. Why did I just make this mattress out to be like a car? To match us with the model of mattress that worked best for us.
I like it.
Based off of how we sleep. Do we sleep on our side? Do we sleep on our back? Do we sleep on our stomach? And the type of firmness we want in our mattress. So one thing for sure, not every mattress is made for every person. This is why I love that Helix lineup includes 14 unique mattresses, including a collection of luxury models, a mattress for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. What's great also is that your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And if you don't like it, you get, I do believe, 100 nights to sleep on your mattress. They will pick that thing up from your house risk-free. You're going to love it, though. So, you can go ahead, get this mattress. There's a couple of things that we both really like about it is that they have a hybrid. So you have the memory foam layer that provides optimal pressure release relief while you sleep. But then they also have, they do call it hybrid. They have individually wrapped steel coils in the base with the premium foam layer on top. So it's the perfect combination. You get comfort and support. Like, you're getting everything you need, okay? Not only is Helix the mattress the best we've slept on, it was easy to set up. Marcus, we have a vlog of him just cutting the plastic off and the mattress kind of just growing right there on our bed perfectly. They're all made in America, and they come with a 10 or 15-year warranty, depending on the model. And, again, you get it to try it for 100 nights risk-free. It has been awarded the number one mattress pick by GQ and Wired Magazine and leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine. This is their go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering up to $200 off on all mattresses orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/argue.
Argue.
With Helix, better sleep starts now. Again, that's helixsleep.com/argue.
Argue.
Okay. Go ahead, babe.
Hold on. First of all, Christian Joy. He said, carve the N-words name in my leg. That was one of the dumbest things. Okay. That had me. I was trying to push the mic away. I was laughing at that. Anyway, I was sitting here thinking most of the stuff that I can think of that I did that was stupid was like pre-16. But it's been a lot of stupid, dangerous stuff I've done.
Okay, name one.
I was gonna go down the list. One, I think y'all might remember me talking about this. We did a for our youth group at church, we did a car wash. We was raising money to go, I don't know where we were trying to go, Cedar Point or Atlanta. I don't know. I don't remember. Anyway, so as we had a car wash and we had, a nice little assembly line. You could park in this field because this is in Kentucky, of course. You park in the field. We're ready for your car. Somebody would go get your car, pull it around. We had a wash station, dry station, pull up, vacuum, whole shebang. So wrapping up toward the end, this one lady, she had at the time it was a newer Camaro. So my cousin hops in, and he's in the field, and he starts doing donuts in the Camaro. We don't just sit back and watch. No, we jump on the hood and the roof of the car as he's doing donuts. Stupid. Why would you do that? Right? What else? Just
No. You don't got to name nothing else.
Oh.
What was the punishment?
I didn't get caught. I didn't get caught doing nothing.
What would have your punishment been had you gotten caught?
Me getting caught would be bad enough. Just my parents not having that trust in me. That would have been bad enough of them. And then me knowing it's not even like you can't do this, do that. They ain't got to tell me what I can't do. I'm not going to ask to do nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit there in the house. I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't even going to ask if I'm going to eat today. I'm going to just sit down, shut up, and I'll say nothing. I can't even remember times if my grades weren't good. It wasn't like you on punishment, you can't do this. It's like I knew not to ask to do nothing. I didn't have to go on, but I would put myself on punishment to keep from them having to tell me what I can't do.
You didn't want to have to hear the consequence.
No, they didn't even. They know I didn't. They don't know. They didn't have to rain the consequence down upon me because they knew that I knew what was up.
Would that have been worse had they told you and reiterated?
We'll never know. I feared and I respected and feared my parents enough to where that didn't even need to be said. That was one of the things, like the stupid stuff that I did, the dangerous stuff I did. It was never like in defiance of my parents. It was just being out and being a young kid with some free time, the type of stuff you get into. Like, I wasn't stealing. I had a boy, he used to steal for fun because he realized he couldn't get caught. Back in the day, how do you steal CDs from Best Buy and movies? Like, everything has a thing, but somehow he was always able to pull it off. It was a thrill. It wasn't like his grandparents wouldn't just go get it for him. But, I never really did anything on that scale. You know, one of the worst things I got caught doing was talking back, and they heard me.
So, for me, the worst thing that I did at that age was...
Sex. At that age.
Oh.
That was probably the dumb... No, I wasn't caught. That was probably the dumbest thing.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
For me, it was... I did get caught. Sex? I actually got...
Oh.
I wasn't having sex at 16.
I was just checking your references. Go ahead.
I got caught because my sister Daisy ratted me out. Old stool pigeon of a woman she was.
After all the things she done, she gonna rat somebody out.
She did. She rat. I was like, I was riding to school every morning with my girlfriend Devin. We had something called Zero Hour. And on occasion, she would pick up me and Chris were dating at that time, and Terrence. And sometimes I would want to go to McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Well, I was the person who had a class to go to at zero period. I had English. I was taking English at 6 something in the morning. So I would be 20 minutes late. All those times I asked to go to McDonald's, every time, the teacher would count me absent. I had 23 absences on my report card.
Wow.
In that class. Now, mind you, the grade was okay. I think I had a B. Maybe it was close to a C. I knew I could pull it up. My mother only paid attention to the grades. So I was like, bet. Then all of a sudden, she gets angry like the next day. And I was like, what's going on? She was like, you got 23 absences? Now, I know she ain't gone back to look at that report card. Daisy saw it.
Yo,
it was like,
high, like, hey, mama, look at this.
No, this is what Daisy was... Saved as all get out. And she showed her. I lied to my mother, told her that it was because Devin was stopping at McDonald's. No, it was me asking. So she was mad at Devin. Devin, I apologize. I threw that girl in the bus so quick. I was like,
Are you apologizing in this moment or you apologize then?
No, I didn't apologize then, I don't think.
Oh, you apologizing in this moment.
Yeah,
moment
I feel like I apologized at some point in time years ago. But I was like,
y'all grown with kids now. Look, if your child come home,
Devin was angry at me. I was willing to take Devin's anger. I was like, be mad at me, girl. I don't care. But listen, so my punishment was just I had to ride the bus to zero period. I could not ride with Devin, and I don't think I was able to like use the phone for like a while.
Yeah.
Now, what would your punishment have been for their son, if it were ours? Well, let me just take him out of the equation. If one of our children would have done that, what would have been the punishment?
I do want to talk about that situation, though.
What are you?
No, I was just going to say, this is what, like, stuff like this is what happens a lot of times, like, and it would happen to me, too. When you get in a good place with your parents for too long at that age.
Oh, uh-huh.
And you forget... You got a black mama. Like, that's the type of thing. You get too comfortable, mm-hmm. and then you slip up. Like, Marcus has slipped up with me, and I had to correct. Like, hey.
Mm-hmm.
I know we good, but I'm still me, and you still you. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what happened here. It's just like, no, boy. Because you could tell when he came back, the wrath of God rained down upon
him. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, he could pick a celebrity that they don't know.
Go to our children.
Poor boy. I don't know. After doing a bunch of yelling, I would definitely like make them understand. I'll use Marcus as an example. Make him understand the severity of that. Like, and make it real for him. It's like, you know, so-and-so, do you like that person? How would you feel if I told you they died? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, make it sting, because I feel like they need that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like Kai and Sai, they always talking about, oh, I'm going to kill you and I'm going to do this. And we got to, like, put it in reality for him. Like, mm-hmm. Now, look, this is how serious this is. Stop talking about death, because you don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But that, punishment-wise, I don't know, social media, just take them off social media.
Mm-hmm.
You do another challenge over the next 5 years, I might punch in your chest. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you only got two more years of it being under your roof.
Hey, it don't matter. I come up to your job, come up to your dorm room.
Yeah, I think for me, if it were one of our sons, this is one thing that I try to be cognizant of, even though we are nowhere on the level of famous as like the queen herself, Angela, right? Mm. I tried to be cognizant of how difficult it must be to be a child of someone with so much notoriety, yeah. Right? Even me and Marcus were in the public eye, not to the extent of, like I said, Angela or Courtney, but there does come there is like an extra layer. The fact that like people have recognized our children when we aren't there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
They've been with other people. And it's like they recognize them.
Yeah. So I recognize that we didn't have that. We were able to grow up, make mistakes in private, learn from them in private.
Right.
And then come out with it where we get to tell the story versus the story being told about us. Right. Yeah. So that one would have been more so the first lesson of, unfortunately, because of the career we've chosen, there are certain mistakes that you are going to have to try to avoid. Yeah.
However, at that age, at the age he's at, you know, at 16, well, he already got, I guess, a following. So, yeah, you're right. I wasn't saying you was wrong, but I was just saying because I was thinking when you was talking about our children, I was thinking about them at the age that they're at now, like Marcus at the age he's at versus when he's 16. You know what I'm saying? We may fade to the back on social media, and then he might be pushing himself. So
even still, the fact that there's already people already kind of see you,
mm-hmm.
then if you add, okay, if he has his own following at 16, your people are already watching you, and so your mistakes are not done in the dark.
Right, yeah.
They are done in the light. So the lesson would be more on not everything is worth posting, because that would have been the biggest thing. Not the fact that you thought the prank would go well. I can actually understand how a 16-year-old would be like,
yeah.
This will get them.
This is gonna be funny.
It is the, and then you pressed post. How did we get there?
That
would have been the thing where I would have been like, okay, what you're not understanding, obviously, is that social media is not something that, even though it seems trivial on one end, it can be life-changing on another end as well. So this might not be something that you're capable of dealing with. Hell, there are adults that don't know how to deal with social media correctly. Yeah. So if we're being fair and honest about it.
Most of them actually are adults out here doing stuff that they don't realize is going to stick around forever.
So the biggest thing would,
I was 16, makes sense. Right. I was 34. Yeah.
Come on now.
Exactly. That's my point.
So social media would be off the table. I'd be like, you're not, I'm managing. If you want, like currently Little Marcus's YouTube channel, all of his videos come through me first. He knows. Don't you post not nan thing on there until you've told me what it is. And you can vouch and vet for the fact that there is no cussing, that there's no private areas of you being shown, that there is nothing, no identifiable thing in the house that's being shown. Because I understand that he won't and will not understand until he is good and grown how some of his actions now can greatly change what his life looks like later. Mm-hmm. I think more than how could you pull this prank on me, I would be more stuck on why the hell did you not then see that it was a bad idea to post it? That's where I would have probably been.
Yeah.
The most
was
angry.
I was like, was he live?
I don't know.
He wasn't live? That's after seeing like me and Pete, me and my brother, we played a prank on Mama one year for Thanksgiving. We was over there cutting up celery and stuff for the turkey and all, and the stuffing and all of that. And he had some ketchup, put it on the thing, and hit the knife on the thing. It was like, ah, and Mama turned around, and the look on her face, we immediately felt horrible. Because we started laughing. She was like, well, y'all quit playing or whatever. And then, like, later on, we was both like, yeah, we shouldn't have done that. Just from seeing that. If that was a video, I was this young. If that was a video, we would have known not to post that. Like, just
yeah,
from
maybe
seeing.
It was. I mean, I couldn't tell. I didn't, like I said, I just watched it the one time, and I was just like, oh, no. And I don't follow him. I don't follow many accounts where people have a one at the front of their age, so it could have been but that would have been I mean I'm all for, there are very few things we do live, like we do this podcast live, we do our podcast live, but most of the stuff that I do, you know, vlogging, anything with my children, because we were talking about this in our business meeting, and I'm gonna go into this ad about we were thinking about what type of content we want to be able to give Patreon, because we wanted to give our Patreon more things. And Victory had asked, she was like, what about stuff with the kids, like lives with them? And I was like, no, I always want to be able to edit my children. Mm-hmm. I always want to give them the opportunity to be shown in the best light at all times on our platform. Where I can deal with the consequence of something stupid that I might have said, miscommunicating a message, or even being politically incorrect about the way I phrase something. I can deal with those consequences. I don't want them to ever have to deal with that at the age that they are, because that's just not fair. They're not going to get it right. And even if they did get it right, let me first see it. And then I'll show it.
Yeah.
Y'all know, I'm trying to do better this year. I want to lose this weight that I have picked up during the pandemic. One of the big things I actually said last year for our last podcast of 2022 was that I wanted to get my hydration together. I wanted to start drinking more water and just, you know, getting my body fueled with the right things. Well, the new year is here, and there's no better way to kick off 2023 than to make sure you are feeling like your best. Liquid IV is the category winning hydration brand fueling your well-being, and their hydration multiplier is the one product you're missing in your daily routine. In just one stick, you get 5 essential vitamins and 2 times faster hydration than water alone. Use it first thing in the morning before a workout, when you feel run down after a long night out or on long flights. I actually really love the taste. Now, listen, I'm big on taste. If something don't taste good, I cannot drink it, eat it, nothing. Liquid IV has some amazing flavors that I've tried and that I've actually loved. One of the ones that I like the most is the Tropical Punch. Excuse me. But they also have some amazing other ones. They have strawberry, watermelon, passion fruit, guava, acai berry, Concord grape. So there's all these different flavors, so you can find one that's right for you. But the fact that you can get 2 times, because I know for a lot of people, when you look at that gallon of water that you try to drink at the top of the day, that seems like you are climbing a mountain. The fact that I can get twice the amount of hydration by using Liquid IV to help cut down a little bit and like still get the same amount of hydration is amazing. And we've got some flights set up, so to be able to take that along with me on the flight, so I'm not getting dehydrated and I can still feel great. Ooh, I should have drank it after New Year's, because that champagne had me hurt.
I bet it did.
That's what I should have been drinking. So 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you 2 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. It contains 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C. And with 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks, made with premium ingredients, non-GMO, and free of gluten, dairy, and soy. Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. To date, Liquid IV has donated over 2 over 25 million servings in over 50 countries around the world. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code ARGUE at checkout. That's 20% off everything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code ARGUE at liquidiv.com. Yeah. Well, we're almost done, and we didn't even get to the thing that I wanted us to talk about. We're going to go ahead and jump to Tank Our Advice.
I was like, you want to just run through it real quick? You want to save it?
Oh, no, let's save it. The video alone is 4 minutes long.
I was wondering. I was like, is this the main topic?
No. We were supposed to have been – we just got to it late. Well, you know, it's the top of the year, so we had a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
We had a lot to, like, chit-chat it up about, you know. Okay, let me see if I can find it. I got a question earlier today that I was like, I don't know if this would be a good question for Marcus to answer on as well. But I was like, you know what? I think he could talk about it. This is from someone named Keisha. And what Keisha said, she said, "Hi, Angel. I'm looking for some advice since you seem pretty level-headed." Well, that's so sweet of you. "My 21-year-old is a senior in college. The only style she knows how to do on her hair is double twisting her own hair, but it doesn't give a professional look. I currently pay for her to get her hair braided with extensions every other month. At this point, should I stop? Is this enabling?"
Does she work at Geico?
Keisha, get our tags, our insurance to the people so we can get our tags.
When you drop off, you go in there and get our tags straightened out. You asking me?
Yeah, what do you think?
At 21, I really can't speak to, especially when it comes to any woman's hair, a black woman's hair. For me, if it was me and my son, I would have to say you need to figure out what to do with your hair, because at 21, like, this is, you know, grown age, growing up, not to say that everybody's absolutely grown at 21. You still got a lot to figure out, but that's one of those things. That's right there with hygiene. You need to figure that out by that age, definitely, in my opinion. Like, coming up, my dad would always cut my hair. Then my older brother started cutting my hair. And then it got to a point to where it's like, all right, I saw my dad would do his own hair. My brother would do his own hair. I need to figure out how to do my own hair. And that's what I started doing. I still went to my, I had a friend that was a barber, use him. But in the meantime, in between time, I would always cut my own hair. And, you know, I would imagine that Keisha didn't have nobody doing her hair for her when she was 21. Mm. I'm assuming, I don't know. Father to son, this is how I look at it. By the time you are, I don't know, let's call it sophomore in high school, you need to figure out what to do with your hair by then. That's just part of, you know, hygiene and your upkeep and everything. You need to have come into that. You know, I ain't gonna be reminding, you know, my sons to take showers or do anything. Now, I know hair is a little more complicated, but that's one of the things that's part of hygiene and upkeep and everything. I can understand if you didn't have style. Now, she says she does a twist. You feel it's not professional, but at the same time, her hair is getting done, you know, if that's what she's doing. Yes, Alamo, I ain't stepping no further on that.
I think it's a generational thing a lot of times. You know, there are things that people, I don't know the age of Keisha. She has a 21-year-old, so I'm going to assume she might be older than me, but she could act. I mean, we could have a 21-year-old and it be straight. I would have been 21 when I had the child. But so let's say Keisha is maybe 10 years senior to me, right? The Crown Act just went into play, what, a year ago, maybe 2 years ago? We've been conditioned to think certain things look professional and certain things don't look professional. Even Marcus has very old school ways in thinking when hair looks kept or not kept with our sons. Marcus gets very frustrated with them kids when their hair is not brushed. He'd be like, you just came up out of here. Like, like you don't care, right? Where we both know, we look at these entertainers, rappers, their hair is all over their head a lot of the times. Sometimes they don't even have a lineup, and it is their full style. The Weeknd had a sculpture of just matted hair on his head, and that was how he performed and went out. So I understand generationally, hair and what is considered professional, what's considered style, can change drastically. And we as Black women have been forced to be more than anybody else. I would even say probably, well, let me not compare it to Black men, but Black women especially have been pushed into fitting into a box that has not considered how our hair naturally grows up out of our head for centuries. So I don't want to say that you're enabling her by getting her hair braided, especially if she actually likes to get her hair braided. I will say allow her to decide how she wants to show up. Because a lot of the hangups we have are not the hangups of some of the people who get to make decisions these days.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like you have something at the tip of your tongue. Oh, yeah, so
I was waiting. I'm giving you space
to go ahead.
Oh, no, I would disagree with you saying about being professional and comparing that to performers and artists. Because no generation is going to, like, even regardless of the generation, you know, artists are meant there to be big and to be noticed, you know, whatever music industry you're in, it don't matter which one. So to say, like, what the Weeknd was doing, you know, you can't, that's no different from what Kid Rock was doing. Couldn't no white kid dress like Kid Rock back when we were coming up, going to get an interview and thanks, even somebody that would be his father would think that was professional.
Right. But I will say that does affect what professionalism looks like in all arenas. I'm not saying it's to that extent.
Yeah. But I'm saying upkeep. Like you, like hairstyles, yes, that changes like crazy. But upkeep of a hairstyle, this is like if it's all over your head, that's just not upkeep. And I think even as far as however progressive or where that may wax and wane as far as professionalism, regardless of what kind of hair, like even afro, you know, it's like, oh, it's not professional, it needs to be closer. But even, you know, now it's like when people were wearing, you know, the froze, it's like it looked kept. And it wasn't just like, just there, like a Weeknd type person or whoever. I don't even know what the Weeknd. The last time I saw a painting, I said it was Basquiat, and everybody else around me thought it was the Weeknd. And I was like, who's the Weeknd?
The Weeknd do paintings?
No, there was a massive mural.
Oh, you thought the mural of the person was Basquiat?
Yes, it was Basquiat. Yeah. And I didn't know about the Weeknd until the people around me was like, that's the Weeknd. And I was like, who? What?
Got it.
And it was actually Basquiat. But anyway.
I just, for me, and you, I do understand that I'm coming from a place of I've worked in a creative space for almost my entire life. So people have been allowed to show up however they pretty much want to, as long as they get the job done. So I have very loose, you know, I'm very, it's very much so for me, very specific to where you're going and what the person who's going wants the outcome to be versus the perception of other people on the person.
Yeah, because this is basically corporate America versus, what would yours be called? Would it be corporate? Artist?
I don't know what you want to call
performing
it.
Performing arts? Like,
I mean, because I also can't speak for all of corporate. There's probably some corporate America definitely still in the Stone Ages. Yeah. But I don't want to put the same limitations that we have put on us just because we're like, Massa ain't going to like your hair like that. Look more professional. I ain't kept.
No, I ain't saying that. But if you are a CEO, if Victory is going in somewhere to represent you, you know, the same way you want her to speak professionally, you want her to do emails professionally, you're going to want her to look a specific way and not show up in pajamas if she's going into a meeting to represent you. So that's what I'm saying. With corporate America, 9 times out of 10, you're representing a company that is paying for your lifestyle versus an artist is showing up to be them. and to be their true, you know, not to say that ain't the true self, but to be the image that they just want to put out.
So this is what I'll say. If I hired an assistant, I'll remove victory out of the equation.
Yeah, and you was just the closest example.
But if I hired an assistant and I hired them and I saw that their natural style looked unkept, if that was their natural style and I hired them and I was just like, based off of your resume, based off of the vibe you're giving me, I feel like you're a good fit. I don't think their appearance, as long as they don't stink. Now, stinking is where I draw the line. As long as their appearance, I mean, as long as if that is how they get their work, I'm not about to change or request for them to change their experience. I mean, appearance. I'm thinking of someone we did hire that used to watch our kids.
Now, we've had a few people.
That looked a
mess. But they didn't represent us.
No, but they would, like, come to sets with me.
Oh. And I. Well, they weren't going to work with me.
They would come to set with me.
Because I would be like, no. I didn't want you to come show up. I'm like, no. I'll meet you at the
Marcus
restaurant.
Marcus is way more vain than I am.
I'm not.
He said, don't you come to my job. Look at the way you do in your yoga pants.
Mm-mm. No, yoga pants. I wish it was yoga pants.
I try my best not to judge a book by its cover. I know that's not how the world works, but I'm not about to. Long story short for me, and I know this is not what Keisha is saying.
We got Keisha. Off. Yeah. Well, just
Keisha,
the whole,
what
yeah.
I'm saying is if your daughter likes the way she looks and if she likes how she's doing her hair, then don't worry about it. If she needs help, then I would say, you know, have her give you a plan of what she plans on doing so you can phase yourself out of getting her hair done.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying in totality on it, I understand the world judges a book by its cover. I am trying not to necessarily be that all the time when it comes to what is professional, specifically, other than smell.
Yeah. Well, we try and get this baby hired, so we ain't going by your standards. What was the hairdo that she said?
Twist. Two-strand
like
twist.
Like plaits?
No, you know, like I'm...
like yours?
These are braids. I'm not sure. There are ways to do twists where they look extremely neat and precise. And then there are ways to do twists where...
Are they just individual things coming off your head like this? Picture me as a white man. I know nothing about hair.
Individual.
Okay. So twists don't look that much different from this.
They can look very different from this is what I'm trying to get you to understand.
What she got?
She has locks.
All right. Between that and that, there is nothing. You either got locks, you got twists, or cornrows. No, I'm just letting you know. It's like from the outside looking in, like... Y'all can say, oh, no, those are two-strand twists. No, those are braids. No, those are plaits. But if it's a piece of hair done in a certain way coming out of your head, to most people it's going to look the exact same.
Think about when I be doing twist outs and I just have like 8 fat twists on my head that I'm eventually.
That's just fatter versions of that.
Okay. Well, just imagine it could go that far of, oh, you just
okay,
got
so we
no...
don't know if two-strand twists, if they're skinny or fat.
And or if they're neatly parted.
Okay. Yeah, so that can look just as professional. 2-strand twist can look just as neat as this, right?
But some people don't even think this looks professional.
Oh, I get that. They can kiss my ass. But now I understand, like, I agree with you to, like, 90%. But when you say your outlook on, but can you get the work done versus a corporation, you know, that's employed a whole bunch of people and you're representing them, it's just like...
I get it. People have uniforms. Yeah. People have things.
Yes.
And people have a set standard. But to say it is not professional, that is where I draw a hard line, because they can find a profession that they can be in and be looking professional. Boom.
Yeah. Look, y'all, the last time I had braids was, I think I was 15. So, no, I don't know these terms. I don't have a reason to.
What was the term?
They said, Lord, somebody help him. I'm like, 2-strand twist, braids, plaits.
And his wife does all these things.
Yeah, if I can take your hair and take 2 strands and twist it,
then makes it different than a braid, which is always 3 strands.
Okay, but I'm saying, me sitting here looking at it, if it's done neatly, if it is the same size a braid versus a twist, as far as a hairdo,
we don't know if it's done neatly. We don't know if it's
exactly. No, I get that.
Okay.
I get that. A ponytail. It can be an afro just pulled back with a rubber band around it. technically just the afro with a band around it. Some people call it a ponytail, maybe. I don't know.
Bless his heart.
I know half y'all grew up Tony Hales. You have the almost.
I call it only tails. They don't have quite enough hair for that.
All that hair sticking out on the side is supposed to be.
Listen, we all struggled growing up. We all did. All right, we would love to hear you all's thoughts.
I can actually
on this.
Braid. I know how to braid.
We would love to hear you all's thoughts on this. I didn't say you didn't.
It was the subliminal. You saw a victory.
It was the I am trying anyway. To move.
Go ahead.
You brought us back. We would love to hear your thoughts on this in the comments below. If you're watching this on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV, please make sure you are subscribed, click that notification bell, and engage with us in the comments. Also, as my husband said before, you can be a part of our Patreon at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel for the low low of $5. Or since it's January, just join for the year and get 1 month off free. Okay, because we're going to be here all year long giving you something that you can feel. And where can they find you at, baby?
Y'all can find me on Instagram, Marcus on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. You can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. You can go to manshit.com. Check that out.
Also, you can get your Mama Likes. I'm not out of these. I'm nowhere near out of these Mama Likes boxes. So you could still, if you've been wanting, sorry, I got a mirror in here. If you're watching, you can see I'm holding up a beautiful orange bag that comes in orange and yellow. The orange is called Sweet Yams. The yellow is called Banana Pudding. It has a head wrap in there, some wonderful oil, lipstick, as well as a self-care digital planner. So you can still get that at MamaLikes.com. ShopMamaLikes.com, excuse me. You can follow me at That Chick Angel across every platform. And me and Marcus will be back next week.
Right here.
Refreshed. Can't wait. If you haven't watched our vlogs, watch our vlogs. They're on this channel, That Chick Angel TV. And you might be able to guess where we're going. And last but not least, please, if you're watching us on Apple Podcast, please, or listening to us, rate and review us. It makes us more discoverable. Until next time, you guys be blessed.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye!